every year at World Communion Sunday, which is the first Sunday in October, which is coming up just a couple of weeks from now. And I have given your Sunday school teachers, if you don't know it yet, so take note, Sunday school teachers, I have given them these little boxes. Of course, when I give them to them, they're packed, and you have to assemble them, which I hope you'll be able to do. If not, I'm sure they'll be supposed to help out. So you'll take this home, and you'll set it somewhere obvious, like kitchen counter, or if you have a desk in your room. Aiden will steal it? Aiden, you're not going to steal it. He's making an offering. Sorry. Oh, okay, you'll have your teacher save it for you. Okay. Well, you may have to talk to your parents about working out how Aiden's not going to do your peacemaking offering buckets. But you'll set it out somewhere obvious, and when you have change from any occasion, you walk by and you notice there's change in your hand or change in your pockets, or you have change right in your purse, you'll put it into this little bank, and you'll bring it in on October 3rd, the first Sunday in October. However, we don't want to just give because we're putting money in the bank, and just because that's what we're supposed to do, we kind of want to know where the money's going. So, based on that, where you're going, tell me.
Sometimes I'll go to church and sometimes I'll go to
school. Ah, let's take a hint. Hold on. Let's take a hint from the name. From the name, right? What's the name of this offering? Tell me again. Peacemaking offering. What does it mean? What does peacemaking mean? What does that mean? Decide. To make peace. Good. What does it mean to make peace? That you're not fighting. Okay? We'll say more about making peace. If you're going to make peace, it means that peace is not there yet, right? Which means what's there? If peace is not there, what's there? What else? What's the opposite of peace in the world? Peace wants to. War. Okay. Sin. Hatred. Anger. Strife. We can come up with a whole bunch of different words if you want to work on your SAT scores in advance. But war, anger, hatred, sin, those are enough. So, the peacemaking offer is going to those places where there are war, hatred, anger, strife. The causes of war to make peace, to bring peace to those places. And there's a whole host of ways that the Presbyterian Church does that, and a whole host of missions and ministries that we fund with a peacemaking offering. But in order for that to happen, we need full thanks. So, take your banks home from Sunday school today, assemble them, put them somewhere of prominence, and bring them in for worship on October 3rd. Okay, go ahead. You can very take one. Back to your seat.